This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hi, and as always, thank you so much for listening today. I am really excited about this episode. I hope it goes without saying that I'm always excited. But this is the 50th episode, and to celebrate it, I've done something a bit special. So if you're a regular listener, you will probably know that I ask all product creators for their number one piece of advice. That's usually the last question that I ask them. So this episode is a compilation of all of that advice. So there are short tips, there are long tips, there's plenty of good stuff here. I really hope it resonates with you. So this is the number one tip for product creators from 20 other product creators, and I think this is advice definitely worth listening to. So I really hope you enjoy it. First up, we have Silke Thistlewood from Raise Up Mums. Silke added a whole new revenue stream to her business when she created her resilience cards for new mums. Silke was my first ever guest and the one and only guest I actually interviewed in person back when that was possible. I think we recorded in February 2020, sort of right before the COVID pandemic and everything was shut down. And yeah, this is my one and only face-to-face interview, and really hope you enjoy listening to Silke's advice.
Okay, I think my top tip would be to, along with not being afraid of making mistakes, is also not be afraid of not knowing everything and not be afraid of possibly making a bit of a fool of yourself. And I remember, which is my reason for mentioning this, I remember ringing round printing firms to get quotes from people, and I could have done them by email, but I really wanted to talk to people to get a gist of what their business was like, and I needed people to talk me through stuff because I didn't know anything about, you know, card thickness and laminating and, you know, full colour, whatever. So I rang some printers, and just the way that some of them made me feel was not nice, because I rang up and they could tell immediately that I didn't know what I was talking about and they didn't have any time for that, which wasn't nice, but that is more of a reflection on how they run their business, and not on, you know, my ability to do anything. But the printer that I eventually ended up using was incredibly accommodating, and they were ever so friendly and had lots of time to explain things to me. And the first time I called, you know, they said, oh, we can do all of that for you, we'll explain to you how it works, if you want to use us or not, that's then up to you, we might still not be the right printers for you. And they were just really, really lovely. So, like, stick with it and don't be afraid to have a sort of beginner's mindset and just embrace the fact that you don't know everything, but the people that are, you know, as passionate about their businesses as you are, they'll have time for you to explain stuff to you and to take you through the process.
Next up is Lauren Hampshire from the Milky Tea Company. Lauren shared some amazing achievements that she's had, but she also talked about how what you see when you look at any business might not actually be the reality.
Okay, my number one piece of advice, I think we've kind of covered it a little bit, is that to not rush and to make sure that you have everything in place, that the product is perfect, make sure you've done your sampling, make sure you've got all the legal things in place and protected your design if it is unique, and make sure that you've got your patent in place before you make it public, because you don't want to launch without protecting it and then you lose that right to be able to protect it, and also you don't want to launch a product that there's a problem with and then you end up having to recall them all. So make sure that your product is right, make sure that it's protected, and don't rush, and yeah, then launch once everything is in place.
In episode 13, I spoke to Lindsay Pollard from Little Box of Books. Lindsay curates rather than creates products and also offers a subscription service. She had so much great advice to share, and this was her top tip.
I'd say having passion helps. Like if you want it to go far, like you can do what you want, you can make what you want. But passion certainly drives me to like get it to more people and get more exposure. And in doing that, I think my main advice is to look after yourself and your well-being and your own mental health. Because there's something about having to pick yourself up and go again and being, like I mentioned earlier, like you have to be tenacious and you have to like dust yourself off and make connections and network and keep pushing your business because you believe in it. And I think one of the things that's really helped me is like having therapy and counseling and support as I go along so I can remain robust. It's kind of like a protective thing to just make sure that, you know, you take a lot of knocks and you don't, it's sometimes very uncertain, and it's really good to check in and just keep yourself strong mentally as you go along. That's my biggest thing, I think.
Next guest, Kate Thompson from Happy and Glorious, was our first guest to own a physical shop. Kate actually had two top pieces of advice, and if she couldn't choose between them, I can't choose between them either, so we will just call this a bonus one.
Give yourself deadlines is really, really important, because everybody says, if I had time, I would do this. And these are people with proper jobs, as I term them, and people with all sorts of things. But you have to kind of make time, which is, I know sounds ridiculous, but the time is there. Time is an infinite source. We have it, but you just have to let something else go in order to make time to do the thing that's important to you and the thing that you love. So yeah, just be a little bit determined and kind of try and do one thing a day that just pushes you a little further along that road. I think that's really important. And I would also say, don't be afraid to fluff up. I think that's really, really valuable. I've had ideas that kind of seem like strokes of genius, and when I put them into practice, they just completely flop. But that doesn't mean that the idea was bad, and it doesn't mean that I was wrong. It could be the timing, or it could be the approach. It could be any number of things. And every fluff up is an opportunity to learn. And if you put them on the back burner, it doesn't mean that you can't use them in the future, and they will suddenly spread your wings and let you fly. So any opportunity to train and to learn. Oh, and also, get a business coach. Sorry, I'm sure this is like five things. But yeah, I've got a business coach who is just brilliant. I don't use him as much as I did when I started, because I find that the things come naturally to me. But it's so helpful to have someone that you can bounce ideas off. They're positive and they're realistic. You can talk about your business for hours on end. Whereas if you do that with a friend or family, they might have concerns about you. Or be careful, be cautious, don't do that. Or I wouldn't do that. Whereas if you've got a coach, they will just help you work out what you want and how you're going to get it. And then support you on the steps that you need to do to kind of reach your goal.
Keisha Shah from Tedo Play was up next. Keisha has a great brand that she set up along with her husband, and we spoke last summer. She's clearly a woman after my own heart, as her advice was all about the importance of doing your research.
What I would say is, again, I know I mentioned this before, but you've got to stay focused on your goals. So once you have done your bit of market research, obviously you need to start with that. And find out whether your product idea is feasible. You can't just take a hobby and just think that, you know, I'm going to put this up on social media and find my customers there. It doesn't work that way. And in today's day and age, I know social media is a great platform. It's great for marketing, great for advertising. Yes, true. But there are lots of other ways too. You know, you've got Google, you've got YouTube, you've got various ways to get your product out there. And I just feel that when I see people just create something and just start trying to find people on Facebook and on Instagram, I just feel that that's not how it works. Like, tell me honestly, how many times have you, when you've gone on social media, do you go there with the intention to purchase something? No, I mean, you would, if you really want to buy something, the first thing would come to mind would be Google or some online stores that you know, and that's where you're going with that intention to buy. So with social media, I just feel that people are getting a little carried away and thinking that that's where they will get their success from. But yeah, so that's one top piece of advice I would give is like, you know, do your research. You got to stay, you know, focused on your goal. Do not give up. There's going to be hurdles. There will be ups and downs. There might be, or you might even come across a complete roadblock, but don't give up. It is going to be tough. No one's ever said, you know, running a business is easy. No one, literally no one ever said that. So accept it. And as long as I think you're focused on your goal, you'll make it happen. Again, to bear in mind is, you know, we live in a very dynamic world. So we got to be able to adapt. If we need to change our ways, we should have the courage to do it. Unless, you know, you would have heard the saying that unless you leave the site of the show, you won't know, you know, you won't be able to, you can't explore new horizons. So keep that in mind and learn from your mistakes and move forward.
Next up is Suzanne Hemming from Freer Chops Books. Suze writes and self-publishes rhyming children's books with messages of equality and inclusion. She had great advice for anyone else looking to self-publish.
Just do it. Just do it. Just have a go. I don't know whether somebody said this to me or whether I read it somewhere, but right back in the early days, I can remember, well, the thing that I kept hold of was the only thing you will regret is not having had a go. So that's the only regret that you will have. Like, again, what is the worst that can happen? You end up with boxes of books in the spare bedroom or in the garage, or, you know, that you have to donate to a library or a hospital or schools, or like, just have a go, just do it. It's a bit, I'm kind of stealing a catchphrase there from a well-known sporting company, aren't I? But just do it. Like, yeah, that's the best bit of advice I can give to people. Have a go.
I like that. What's the worst that. Thank you.
Have a go.
In the summer of 2020, I spoke with Bea Veronica Moore, founder of Witty Ditty Designs. Bea talks about the importance of asking for help and not trying to do it all alone. I think whether you're just starting out or whether you've been in business a while, this is always really great advice. And she also had a fantastic tip about the British Library.
Making sure that you find the right kind of help when you first start out. So if you're starting out, and you definitely don't try and do it all by yourself. You might start off a bit by yourself, you know, at your kitchen table doing what you do, maybe with just family and friends. But when it gets to the point where you need to branch out a bit, try and do it all by yourself. Try and find, as I was saying, try and find a group or mentoring groups out there that you can join, and there are some really good free ones. You don't have to pay either, you know. Don't get conned into paying hundreds of pounds to some consultant who says, oh, I can help you with this, that and the other. There are some really good networking organizations out there who are funded to help people like us who are, you know, starting out and need help. The other good place is the British Library. They, again, not so much now because of the pandemic, it's closed, blah, blah, blah. But back in the day, the British Library was really, really good, a good source of help. They offer, you know, free advice on all sorts. I mean, it's them who I went to when I wanted to get my copyright done on my logo and on my work. And they were the ones that gave me loads of advice. You know, you have to book and you... Obviously, there's a waiting list because it's free, but you could go and see somebody who would take you through all of your rights and your copyright and what you should and shouldn't do. So, yeah, that is something that you definitely have to do is don't try and do it all by yourself and get good advice from good sources.
I think you're right. Having a network is just so important. Just having people around you can bounce ideas off, that you can ask questions. And yeah, it's invaluable. I think that's great advice. And I didn't know that about the British Library as well. So I'm fascinated to hear that.
Yeah. They're brilliant. They have talks. Some of the talks are free. Some of them aren't. But even the ones that aren't, you know, it's like not very much to pay to go and see some amazing speakers. Other, you know, entrepreneurs who you would know the names of, and they talk to you and say, this is how I started, this is what I did. And as I say, they did, and I'm sure once everything's back to normal, they will carry on doing so. they do offer free advice as well.
The next episode was with Lau Moratini, also known as the Creative Upcycler. Lau spoke about being brave enough to share your work and your goals with others. In fact, she had a lot of top tips to squeeze into just a few minutes.
Do it. That's the first piece of advice. Do it. Trust yourself. Show your work to other people, whatever you're making, to friends, family. Show your work. Try to have a support network. Sometimes talk to a friend or a partner or a member of family. Tell them your goals. Set some goals. Tell them what you're going to do. Do it, show them the product, accept the bad feedbacks, I mean the negative feedbacks, because it will help you growing and doing better. Have someone like an accountability partner, anyone. Look, next month I'm going to learn how to solder silver rings. Hop, do it. If you don't have the money to pay for a workshop, go online. You've got plenty of free courses, jewelry making, all the products. Learn, practice, fail, start again, fail again, and start and fail. Do it. You and put it out. I mean, in the air. Show it to people for feedback. Something very important as well is knowing who your customers are, and listen to your customers, basically, because you're making stuff to sell to them. You don't make stuff just to please you in your workshop and keep them in a drawer. So yeah, communicate a lot with your customers as much as you can. What else? But go online, investigate. Don't worry if you see, I have this product in mind, but it already exists. It doesn't matter. Do it. Try to do it better. Try to transform it. Try to add something more to it. Different color, different material, anyway, depending on your product. What else? Learn. For example, I'm a wood turner, but I'm a self-taught wood turner. I never paid for a wood turning class. Even if my partner for Christmas bought me a 2 days for an advanced course in Sussex for advanced wood turning, I'll go there to learn more techniques. But I've learned a lot of things with people online, practicing, failing, doing it again, etc. So yeah. Have a go at it, and you'll be better every day.
Alice Clothe was my next guest. Alice is a self-published author, and her books focus on gender and equality. I actually met Alice at an event in Brighton back in 2019, and it was so lovely and exciting to have her on the podcast. Alice spoke a lot about the importance of just doing it, just writing, and enjoying what you do.
Just write, and if you're really passionate about it and you believe in yourself, you can succeed. You've just got to be patient and realise that it's not going to become a bestseller overnight, or it's not going to sell loads overnight, and you might not make any money from it at all. But if you really are passionate about it and want to do it, you should just do it.
Next, I spoke with Dawn Friday from Girl Friday Embroidery. Dawn was the first Etsy seller on the podcast, and I learned such a lot from that episode. Dawn makes all of her products by hand, and her advice is fantastic for creators and makers.
I would say be yourself, because it shines through in what you do, and create your own style. There are a lot of us on Instagram that freehand embroider, but we all do it in a different way. Our work all looks different. And I think you can tell when someone is trying to not copy, but when someone is trying to do something that isn't them. So yeah, I would say just find your own way, really, and find your own style, and don't overthink it, just do it, which is my message to myself most days. As I said, you kind of faff about and you think about things too much, but sometimes you're better off just having a go.
The next episode I want to share is with Sophie Lilly from Munchkin and Bear. Sophie actually went into business with her friend, which many of you I know found really interesting. And Sophie's advice is all about knowing your customers.
I would be really know what problem you're trying to solve, and really know who you're doing it for. Because I think it's very easy, and I went through a process before I kind of landed here and approached Alana of thinking through different things I could do. And it's easy to start from your skill set and go, well, I can make cushions, so I'm going to make cushions. And that's definitely a part of that journey, because you want to do something you can do or you feel passionate about. But I think working out what you're selling and who is it for and in what moment in their life really helps you kind of get it right. And also then the marketing piece becomes a lot easier because you know who you're trying to talk to. That would be my tip.
Then spoke with Harjit Sohati Khan from Jeweled Bidder. I'd known Harjit a while and was just so excited to have her on the podcast. Her advice is also along the lines of trying not to do everything alone.
I would say if you're just starting off, get help. Because I think from that, you know, you get, it really helps you on your journey to starting. And starting is the most difficult thing, you know, having help from mentors, and other business owners that are either in your field or not is totally invaluable, you know. So I would say get help, definitely. And join lots of Facebook groups and support groups because, you know, they can help you, you know, down the path that you need really to, you know, make a good go of your business.
Next episode is with Ruth Bradford from the Little Black and White Book Project. The whole episode was focused on the importance of just going for it, and Ruth's advice is all around following your own path and focusing on what works for you. Ruth also speaks about following people only a few steps ahead rather than those that are a long way out from where you want to be. And I really love that, as that is what this podcast is all about.
See, this is really hard because the more I talk about my journey, the more I realise I've got all these little bits that I want people to like take on board. But I think the biggest learning for me has been that there are no rules, that contrary to what all these people who probably make millions of pounds a year telling you out of consulting, or you know, that people set their business up around telling other people how to make millions and all that kind of stuff, but ultimately as long as you're following the legal advice and tax rules, everything else is up for grabs. So there's no reason why you should be running your business as a carbon copy of someone else's. You know, like, do this your own way. If you want to grow slow, grow slow. If you want to grow, you know, be a massive overnight success, put your effort into that. Whatever it is, just remember that, like, everyone will have advice. Pick and choose what works for you and what applies to you and what you resonate with. Like, and discard the rest. You know, shut out all of those voices. Stay in your own lane. And just, yeah, strip it down to micro tasks to start somewhere, because you can't learn anything if you don't start. So just have a go. Try not to be scared. Easier said than done. But I think really breaking it down into tiny little micro tasks that just push you forward little by little, and forgetting about the rules and just doing it your own way. Like I said, I'm super gung-ho, we'll jump in feet first. That won't work for everybody, but that works for me. I think I've got a business plan somewhere, but it certainly wasn't the first thing that I wrote. I think it's just throw the rule book out. Don't worry about it. Just have a go and see what happens. Is that like super old cliche about fail fast, fail cheap? But it's so true. Just you won't know unless you try and put yourself out there. And just however you can do that, so breaking it down into really small tasks, or, you know, giving yourself mini challenges, or finding a great support group, you know, whatever that is that's going to propel you forward, just take those little steps. Because now I'm like 3 years on and I look back and like talking to you, and like I never realized I'd have so much to say. You know, and it creeps up on you that all of a sudden you've got all this knowledge to share. And you know, there are those people who are huge mega successes, but they're so far out of reach. And actually what you need to hear from are people who are a few steps ahead of you each time, because you can go, oh, well, I could be there by next year. And you only really get that from just starting and trying and talking to other people and having a go.
Next up is Becky Perry from Paper, Pattern, Scissors. Becky sells both physical and digital products, which was a really interesting aspect to chat about. Her advice is about working out what you need to do to get started and about getting help where you need it.
I think the key thing realistically is working out what you really, really need to get your business started. So why are you doing it? Who is going to buy it, and also what are all the components that you need to gather to get that going. I think I've had sort of really interesting conversations with various people recently because, you know, a lot of jobs are changing and people are kind of, you know, people are losing their jobs and they want to start their own thing, and why not? You know, it's a great time to start it. But I think the more you delve into something that you want to do, the more you realise how much planning there is in there and kind of how much, you know, realistically, how much money do you need to spend to get this out? Who might you need to employ on the things that you can't do yourself? So, for instance, I employed someone to do my branding because that's not really... I love having an opinion on branding and I love giving feedback on branding, but I can't design it myself, you know? I wanted someone to do that and someone who knew what they were doing. So kind of employing people for the right parts of different jobs that I can't do myself is key, and just kind of really making sure you kind of clear on what you're going to have to do before you can launch.
Towards the end of 2020, I spoke with Priya Khan from Little Crystal Minds about adding products to a service-based business. Priya's advice really reinforces what you've already heard from others on this episode, which I just think goes to show how important it is and how much that we all do need to hear it.
I would say find your tribe. Find people that are going through a similar experience to you, because it can be quite difficult and quite lonely, and you can get disheartened quite a lot, and actually everyone's going through the same process. So finding people that understand your challenges, your pain points, really helps, because also they help you, like you say, everyone makes mistakes and they probably made mistakes, and you can just ask the question and they can help and support you and guide you as well, and vice versa. And it's just nice to have a community. So that would be my top tip, is don't do it alone. Find your tribe, find your community to help you. And I think I've done that, and I'm going to just plug them. The All By Mama group have been brilliant for me. I've had a few communities that I've gone to in the past, but I think it's difficult to find the one that you kind of connect with, and just keep trying.
Episode was with Monique Corrigan from the Doo Dudes. Monique spoke really well about following your dreams while still being realistic and not putting too much pressure on yourself, which is advice I think we all need from time to time.
I would definitely say, if you just follow your gut, if you have a dream and you want to pursue it, just give it a go, you know, but just be realistic. I totally underestimated how much time, money and effort, you know, and blood, sweat and tears that have gone into this, it would be, because I just had this simplified version in my mind of, oh, I can make it and can sew it. And I think you do have to just be realistic with yourself and say, this is going to be a long, hard slog. It's, you know, it's taken me 3 years to get here. I think, and that's just, and I still don't feel like I'm on top of it yet, purely also because of Corona and having a baby, a second baby in the middle of, so like 1 year after I just sort of got myself set up. But yeah, it's just one of those things that just, yeah, if you believe in yourself, that's brilliant, because you've got to start there and then just push hard and work hard and you'll definitely make it.
Spoke with Catherine March, who makes beautiful handmade jewellery. Catherine had some fantastic advice about staying true to yourself. I also loved what she had to say about pricing and about not undervaluing yourself or your products.
So I would say you have to listen to yourself. You are the only one who really knows exactly what it is that you want to do and why. And sometimes people who are going to give you advice are going to hinder your, wouldn't say your judgment, but they're going to put brakes to your, to you flying through. I don't know if that makes sense. I would say that sometimes if you're too reasonable, you're going to you know, try to tell her for the mass. But the thing is that everybody has a specific something special, which is not necessarily for everyone. And by being yourself and staying true to yourself, you're going to attract the people who are going to love what you really do. But if you try to not be yourself, you're not going to enjoy what you make anymore, what you're going to try to do anymore. And then it's going to take longer and it's going to be boring. But the other thing I would say is also do your mass. I see so many times people trying to make a living, but their prices are absolutely too small because they don't take into account their time. They don't take into account, you know, everything that comes around, like insurance and da 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 da. And I think that if you really want to be serious about something, one, do something you love the way you want to, unless it's really something that is not possible or not legal, I don't know. But and make sure that you price it properly. You know, it's not a charity that you're running. I mean, price it properly. There's no, I've seen people who, I don't know, like knit a cardigan and they take, I don't know, 7 days of 8 hours. So that's what, 50 plus hours to make the cardigan. And then they're going to sell it something like, what, £50? And you think, hang on, does that even cover the price of the wool? But I wouldn't, you know, make 50 hours of work for £1 per hour. I mean, yeah, you have to make sure that you price it right.
Up is Natalia Bolek from the Boso Handmade. Natalia makes really unique personalised products and I loved her message about knowing what works for you and not necessarily taking everyone else's advice on board, but really thinking about what resonates with you and what makes sense for you and for your business.
Never give up. It's like sometimes we have this voice telling us, oh, we have those people around us and I've met a lot of them. Oh, that's not going to work. Or this for that much money. Or are you crazy? And it's like, you know, you have all these people with bad advices. Just don't listen to them. Surround yourself or network yourself with people who do similar stuff to yours. Listen to good advice. Sometimes if you have a person who's in like similar field, it might help you and tell you that you can do better pictures or use better lightings or give you small tips. You know, it's you have to like sometimes network. I've met so many great people while I'm doing what I'm doing, even though those people are selling different stuff like clothes or jewelry makers, or they are into photography. It's so nice that I loved my journey through that. And I'm learning a lot as well. So, you know, you just never gave up. Just put it on the piece of the note, on the like on your pictures and on your mirror, and just, you know, keep going.
Last interviews in 2020 was with Christina Pickworth from This Mama Does. Christina runs This Mama Does alongside her full-time business, and her advice is really aimed at anyone wanting to create products on the side, but I still think it's good for everyone to hear.
Yeah, I think really you just, if there's something that you want to do, just go for it, give it a try. You know, maybe it won't work, maybe it will. Maybe it's something that can sit alongside whatever you're doing. Maybe it will overtake whatever else it is that you're doing. But you can make those decisions and decide how it can serve you in the best way. And that might be just in that it's just a little extra thing that you do because you love it. And, you know, it lights you up in some way. You know, equally, you might decide that it's too hard and too much work and it doesn't sit alongside other things, but at least you've done it then, and you know, and it's not that thing of, oh, I wish I'd given that a whirl. Just give it a try, do what you can do. Don't beat yourself up about how much time you're able to dedicate to it. Certainly don't compare yourself to other businesses, because I think that's something that can be easy to do, but you've just got to remember, if it's a side hustle, it's a side hustle. You know, you can't look at other people that are, you know, perhaps spending loads of money on PR or marketing or social media or, you know, product development and think, oh, but, you know, they're doing much better than me. Well, they're just doing something different to you. So I think you just have to go for it, stay in your own lane and do it because you love it. And if you don't love it, then just don't do it anymore. I think that's all you can do, really, isn't it? You know, just give it a go and see where you end up.
Okay, so our final contribution is from Ruth Bussey from Ink and Scribbles. Ruth's advice is short and sweet and well worth listening to, so it's a fantastic way to end.
I think that I would say, going back and touching on what we were saying earlier, learn, research first, do your research first, but then just do it. And, you know, don't put pressure on yourself to make it one way or another. Just be on the journey.
As always, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really, really hope you found it useful, and agree that we managed to cram in an awful lot of advice in a relatively short space of time, which was definitely my aim here. Hopefully you've noticed some key themes coming through. I think giving it a go and finding your tribe both seem to be key messages here, and obviously there were lots of really practical tips too that I really hope help you. So links to all of these episodes in full, in case you've missed any, will be in the show notes. If you don't know what the show notes are, then depending where you're listening, this is either the blog post under the podcast player, if you're looking at this on your laptop or on a desktop computer, or if you're listening in an app on your phone, you should be able to click a button that says details by this episode, and then you'll be able to see sort of some text where I explain a little bit about what's covered in this episode and links to, as I say, all of the full episodes mentioned. I just want to say thank you to everyone who contributed to this episode and kindly gave up their time to be interviewed by me. It's really, really appreciated. And thank you so much to you for listening, to everyone who's taken the time to listen, to subscribe, to write a review, to reach out and say hello. All of these things are really, really appreciated. And thank you for being here 50 episodes in. See you next week. Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.